The main thing to remember, Paul, I escaped and my head is actually smaller than that hole.
Smaller than it was before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's see. Our next guest, a very funny gentleman who's been on the program many, many times. And look, here we go. This is the first one I've seen of these. It's a brand new comedy CD.
Comedy CD.
Yeah. Here he is back on the program again, ladies and gentlemen. The title of the CD is called Dangerous. Please say hello to Bill Hicks. Bill.
Thank you. Good to be back in New York. Last week I was in Fikes, Alabama. I'm going to give you a moment to all thank God for your day jobs. Spooky, man. You know, in many parts of our troubled world, people are yelling revolution, revolution, and Fikes, they're yelling evolution. We want our thumbs. Their gene pool does not have a deep end. Let me say it as diplomatically as possible. But I went, performed at a club called Buck's Comedy Holler, and I was there on Ladies Who Aren't Your Kin night. Small crowd. Small town. Fikes is so small, you know, in hotel rooms you gotta push 9 on the phone to get an outside line. I was pushing 9 and got the Elmer Dinkley residence. I got the phone here. Hello? Who's this? Elmer Dinkley, you just called my house. Your phone number is 9? Yep, my cousin's is 23. I had to write that one down. Wrote it on my forehead. I keep calling 32. How do you hold a phone without a thumb? Tough people, man. The guys there were lighting their chewing tobacco. Which I understand, because I'm a smoker. Do we have any smokers here?
Yeah.
A lot of energy for smokers. But listen to this. How many non-smokers do we have here? I tell you, I'd quit smoking if I didn't think I'd become one of you. You are real annoying people. You really are. I tell you, the worst kind is the kind where you're smoking, they just walk up to you. I always say, shoot, you're lucky you don't smoke. Hell of a cough. I smoke all day and don't cough like that. Yeah, I've been doing pretty good. I've been living with the same girl now for 3 years, and I think I'm finally ready to pop the big question. You know, why? Are we still seeing each other? God, I hate you. And I'm afraid she'll take that wrong. Say, you can put me in a room of 1 million women, I will leave with the most emotionally disturbed one, without a doubt. I don't know what that says about me, you know. She's a psycho, man. Calls me up in the middle of the night. I don't know who I am. Yeah, how did you know to call me? I think you know who you are. I want my rib back. You know, it says in the Bible, God created woman out of man's rib so man wouldn't be lonely. This was thousands of years before cable, you know? I got cable, I got Nintendo, I got a VCR. I want my rib back. I'm good. It's pathetic, man. You ever watch that show, The Love Connection? Is that spooky or what? Adult human beings on national television groveling for dates. Have some self-respect. Stay home and masturbate. That show makes masturbation look like a spiritual quest. It's too spooky, man. The whole world. The fact that we live in a world where John Lennon was murdered, yet Millie Vanilli walks the earth unscathed.
Bill Hicks, you're you're kind of a tough guy.
Very bitter.
Bitter. you're from Texas, right?
Right.
Did you go to school there?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I went to the University of Houston for 6 weeks. You won't be seeing me at the alma mater.
Six-week undergraduate program.
That's right.
What were you studying? What were you hoping to study?
I studied philosophy.
Oh, good. For 6 weeks.
Found out it all meant nothing, and I left, you know?
Is there actually a girl in your life? Are you actually splitting up with her? Any of that true?
Do you ever really split up? You know, who knows? I learned a lot about women. I think I learned exactly how the fall of man occurred in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, and Adam said one day, "Wow, Eve, here we are, at one with nature, at one with God. We'll never age, we'll never die, and all our dreams come true the instant that we have them." And Eve said, "Yeah, it's just not enough, is it?" But I'm not bitter. I am not bitter.
Let's see, where are you going to be? What are you going to be up to? What are you doing here? Anything? Where are you? Oh, you got your new CD
album,
out. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Dangerous, and you'll be appearing.
The Improv in Cleveland.
The Improv in Cleveland. Good for you. Nice
Thank
to see you, Bill. Have a great summer, Bill Hicks, kid. And we'll be right back for one more commercial. Finished for another evening, Bill. Thank you very much
for
being here. Nice to see you as always. My thanks to Kmar, the discount magician, and of course Buck Henry and Meg from across the street. We'll see you tomorrow night, folks. Thank you very much. Come back again.